God for this good conference and the good blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's give thanks to God in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Saylor, for those kind words. Now, I want to say a great big thank you to Brother and Sister Garza. I'm telling you, these folks are just fine folks. They really, let's give them a good round of applause. God bless Brother and Sister Garza. Praise God. And also to this local church, these folks have just done a tremendous job. Your hospitality is appreciated. The meals, the baskets, the whatever, you've just done a tremendous job, and we thank you. And also, Brother Pace and Brother Johns and Brother Heiler and Brother Mantooth, the good word of the Lord that they have brought to us. And I want to say God bless the pastors, the evangelists, and all the churches that's represented here. Thank you for attending this conference. God bless you. And then I want to make an announcement that has never been made before. Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, but we've come up with something new under the sun. And that is, next year, on Friday night, at PATH Conference, Brother Garza is going to be preaching. Now, he has never preached. He has never preached at PATH Conference. And he never would. But a committee got together. Me, myself, and I. And I said, Brother Garza, you're going to preach next year on Friday night. Everybody that's in favor, say aye. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to enjoy watching him all year. I hope you don't fall by the wayside, brother. I'm talking about, you know, fainting, passing out. But God bless Brother Garza. God bless everybody that's here. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1. Luke chapter 18. And starting with verse 1. And he spake a parable, that is, Jesus spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. Men, women, teenagers ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry unto him day and night, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. I want to tell you, that in this place tonight, in this house tonight, in this sanctuary tonight, there is many, many, many needs. Many needs. There is souls that need to be saved. Loved ones that need God. There's children. There's husbands. There's wives. There's backsliders. There's financial burdens here tonight. The economy and jobs. Something maybe that's in your home that's troubling you. Whatever it might be. Our own local churches and the burden of that local church. Or maybe it's something in our life, something in our heart. But I'm telling you that there's many, many, many needs in this place tonight. And what about our prayer life? Is it what it ought to be? All of us ought to have a prayer life. All of us ought to have a place where we pray every day and a time when we pray. I feel like tonight that God is calling us to prayer. God is calling us to prayer. And as I've already said, there is many needs in this house. And we're going to take prayer requests right now. We're going to get down to serious business in touching God. Oh, if we could reach into every heart that is in this sanctuary tonight, and if we could lift out that prayer request, that burden that you're carrying, that you're feeling. You may look over at your neighbor, and they may be smiling, and they're dressed fine, and they look fine, and they sound all right. But I'm telling you that in some hearts in this place tonight, there is some burdens. Oh, there is some burdens. And we need to touch God. We have got to touch God. We can touch God. He has made provision in His Word whereby we can touch Him. We can touch God tonight. Praise God. We're not fooling around here tonight. We're not going to play conference here tonight. We're here to touch God. God is calling us to prayer. You have been waiting for an answer. You have been looking for an answer. I'm standing in this pulpit right now, and I am telling you the answer is in prayer. You have been going here, and you have been going there, and you have been seeking counsel here and there, and maybe even wearying your preacher, and the answer hasn't come. I've come here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to bring you the answer to your problem, and that is to pray it through. Somehow, we're going to touch God, and we're going to pray it. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Itakata bahasaya. Let's worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. How many in this section right here, you have a prayer request tonight? Lift your hand. Hold your hand up. I want you folks to look here at all these hands. All right, you can put your hands down. Right here. I'm not talking about you stub your toe before church tonight. I'm talking about a real bona fide request. Something you're carrying in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart. Would you lift your hand right here? You got a prayer request that really, really really, really needs an answer. Praise God. This section here, you've got a prayer request. It's really important. Lift your hands. You preachers on the platform, you musicians that's got a request, would you lift your hand? A real bona fide. All right, we're not playing church tonight. We're fixing to pray. We're fixing to touch God. No unnecessary running in and out. No fooling around. Let's all pray about these requests. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, come on, let's get a hold of God. God, my. Come on, pray, pray, pray. Take that request to God. Take that request to God. Itabushanda. Oh, God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we... Glory to God.
You may be seated. We're not through here tonight. We've only just begun. I'm telling you, there is some real needs in this house. There's some real hurts in this house. There's some real burdens in this house. It's pray or perish. In some instance, it's now or never. And God is depending on us, to touch Him. The Bible said we know not how to pray as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. We have got to get in the spirit of prayer. I don't want to preach a sermon tonight on prayer. I want us to pick up the spirit of the word. A call to prayer. An answer that you've been waiting for is coming to you right now. And that is, it's time to pray. It's time to pray. We know not how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Spirit itself, we got to get in the Spirit. We can't just say a prayer or quote a prayer or go through the motions of prayer. We've got to get in the Spirit. We've got to get in the Spirit. We've got to get in the Spirit. We've got to go a little further. Let's raise our hands and worship God. Oh, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible said that Jesus prayed, and the Bible said He knelt down and prayed. The Bible said He knelt down and prayed. And the Bible said, being in agony, the Bible said He prayed more earnestly. That's where we're at tonight. We have prayed, but we have got to pray more earnestly. Oh, the Bible talks about prayer and supplication. Then it talks about intercession. We've got to go into intercession praying. We've got to pray more earnestly. Let's worship God. Oh, we've got to get a hold of God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Itabo shanda katabahasai. I want us tonight to sing that song. And it's not going to be a song. It's going to be a prayer. And that's the old song. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to you. I want everybody to sing it. And don't just say the words. It's praying the words. Oh,
I need thee.
lift our hands and cry out to God right now. Let's lift our hands and cry out to God. Oh, let's cry out to God. Oh, yes. Let's cry out to God. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Do we feel our need of God? 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 Glory to God. Praise God. You may be seated. If we don't have a consistent prayer life, then we don't feel our real need for God. If the only time that we pray is when we got a real problem or a burden or in trouble, we don't feel our need for God. To get an answer, to get an answer, to get an answer, we've got to feel our need for God. And God tonight wants us to feel our need for Him. I need thee. Oh, that girl's going to perish if we don't get a hold of God. That boy's going to perish if we don't get a hold of God. That job situation's never going to work out if we don't get a hold of God. The finances are not going to be different if we don't get a hold of God. Could it be that we're going through what we're going through so that we would feel our need for God and pray and draw closer to Him? We've got to be saved, and to be saved, we've got to feel our need for God. And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. That word faint means to become weak. Too many have become weak. It means to fail, to relax. There's too many folks that's just relaxed. Status quo. Take it easy. I've been in Pentecost for some time. I know when to come. I know when to go. I know when to sit, I know when to stand. I know the words to the song. I know when to pay my tithe. I'm a professional Pentecostal. I'm telling you, this professional Pentecostal stuff ain't working. We got to get a hold of God. We got to get a hold of God. It means to lose courage. We must not lose heart. We must not lose faith. We must keep praying. Don't give in to doubt and fear and discouragement. Some of you are about to cave in. You're about to cave in to doubt, to fear, to discouragement. You're despondent. You're depressed. This service tonight has got to make a difference in some lives in this sanctuary tonight. Don't give in to doubt and fear and discouragement. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is calling us. The Holy Ghost is calling us to prayer, to real prayer, to Holy Ghost praying. Not saying a prayer, not quoting a prayer, not just spending our time in prayer, going to the prayer room before church and just putting in our time. That does not work in this day that we are living in. I'm here to tell you tonight in the Holy Ghost, if you don't pray through tonight and get the spirit of prayer, you won't be here next year. We got to get a hold. This is the Holy Ghost talking to us. This is the Holy Ghost talking to us. The book of Acts gives us the example of the kind of praying we need to do. We go to the book of Acts and we say, there we find our doctrine. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's where we get our doctrine, in that book of Acts. We Pentecostals love that book of Acts. We love to go to the second chapter of the book of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there come from heaven a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the, oh, we like that. And they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. But let me tell you something. There's more in the book of Acts than the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and Jesus' name baptism and the oneness of God. Right in the first chapter of the book of Acts, verse 1 and verse 14, chapter 1 and verse 14, Bible said, these all continued. That's the way the book of Acts started, in a prayer meeting. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. Notice it said they continued in prayer. That's our problem. We don't continue in prayer. These all continued in with one accord in prayer and supplication. Oh God, I pray tonight that the spirit of prayer and supplication would get a hold of us. Let's pray that it would tonight. Let's pray that whatever the Holy Ghost is trying to do here tonight, that it would happen. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. God, let the spirit, come on, let's pray. Let the spirit of prayer and supplication come upon us. Let the spirit of intercession, come on, it's got to get in us. It's got to get on us. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, let's let God stir us up. Come on, come on. It's got to get a hold of us. It's got to get in us. It's got to get on us. Hallelujah. Acts 2:42 says, and they continued. This is another scripture. Continue. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Brother, if anybody is contending for the faith, it's this bunch. When it comes to the doctrine, I'm not worried. I'm not even concerned. Brother, everybody among us, there's some of these preachers that if they thought there was a hair in their head that wasn't apostolic, they jerk it out. Everybody but Brother Klon. The Bible said, and they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. We love the apostles' doctrine. And we love fellowship. After church tonight, we're going to fellowship. The young people's going to fellowship. And it's right. It said it in breaking of bread and in prayers. Hey, it's in there with the doctrine, with the fellowship, and in prayer. Let's don't forget to pray. Acts 3:1 said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. They had an hour of prayer. They had a place to pray. They had a time to pray. Daniel, even in the Old Testament, the Bible said 3 times a day he opened his window toward Jerusalem and he prayed. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're not praying every day, now I realize that someday something's going to happen and you're not going to get to pray like you should. But I'm talking about the majority of the time. We ought to have a place to pray. We ought to have a time to pray. Oh, and when that time comes, we ought to feel the calling to that place. Acts 4:31 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And then Acts 6:4, the apostles said, but we will give ourselves continually. See, there's that word again. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You know what? I'm just going to throw this in. And that is this. There's a spirit coming in to Pentecost. And it's really among the preachers. It's really among the preachers. And that's this Harley spirit. It can get as quiet and as tight as Dick's hat band. And I don't care. I'm telling you what, it ain't the will of God for us preachers to get Harleys and leathers and them deals on the head and zip around and run around like hell's angels. And I know that this is going to get out and it's going to set some fellas on fire, but they need to be set on fire. I'm telling you what, I'm contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Started a club, an apostolic Harley club. That ain't the will of God. I'm not talking about with your family going out on the beach or to the hills and riding quads and family. I'm talking about this Harley spirit. And you can text it right now if you want to anybody you want to, because I'm telling you, God, the Bible said, the apostles said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. You may be seated. Peter, therefore, the Bible said in Acts 12:5, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church and to God for him. Prayer was made. Oh, we need to live in prayer. We need to walk in prayer. We need to breathe prayer. We need to love prayer. The reason some of you don't like to pray is because you're not in love with Jesus Christ. The reason you get on that phone or that texting to that girl or to that boy and you text to the wee hours of the morning is because you love them, you like them, or whatever you want to call it. But I'm telling you, when you love Jesus Christ, you want to pray. You want to pray. You want to go to the prayer room before church. You want to get up of a morning. You want to seek God. Hey, come on, let's get the spirit of this tonight. Let's get the spirit of this tonight. But prayer was made. Bible said in Acts, the 12th chapter said, many were gathered together praying. 13th chapter, and when they had fasted and prayed. The 16th chapter, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Prayer is in the book of Acts. I know that our doctrine's there. I know revival and evangelism is there. But it all starts with prayer. With prayer. In the Old Testament, it gives us some examples of prayer. It said, if my people, which are called by my name, we're the Jesus name people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and pray and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. The answer is in prayer. 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 David, in one place, he said, Lord, I have found it in my heart to pray. Oh, Oh, I read that one day. I thought, oh, God, I want to find that in my heart. He said that he found it in his heart to pray. I want to find it in my heart to pray. Does this flesh of mine, does the flesh of Von Morton like to pray all the time? I'm telling you, I love to pray, but my flesh doesn't always like it. The Bible said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. We got to get a hold of ourselves, and we got to say, oh boy, you're going to pray. You're going to pray. We're going to pray. We need to get into the habit of prayer. Not a rut, but a habit. We need to get in the habit. We need to, there's some habits that's good. We need to get in the habit of praying. Psalm 55 and 17, David wrote, evening, morning, at noon, will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. We want an answer, but we don't want to pray. I'm telling you, this is an answer. You can take this to the bank. Yeah. You can go home tonight saying, I got an answer. I got an answer. I got it. The Holy Ghost spoke to us tonight through the preached word of God and said the answer is to pray. But Brother Morton, I have been praying. But the Bible said, faint not, be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. For in due season there will be a due season. There will be a due. You keep praying. You keep praying. The Bible said, having done all to stand, stand therefore. I've prayed. I've done everything I know to do. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Keep believing. Keep having faith. Hang in there. According to what I read to you tonight, the answer's on the way. This I know. Jesus said it. I believe it. And it's so. Have faith right now. Have faith right now. Nehemiah 1 and 4, the man of God said, I sat down. But he didn't just sit down. The man of God said, I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And you go on and read the book of Nehemiah and you'll find out God came through. I just got a feeling, praise God, that God's about to come through with some folks here tonight. Have faith, right? Have faith. Let's lift our hands right now. Ask God to increase our faith. Let's ask God to increase our faith. Come on, worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Daniel 9 and 3. Daniel said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication and fasting. I set my face. I set my face. Right here on this fairgrounds, many years ago, before most of you were born, Verbal Bean preached a message on this fairground many, many years ago, back in the early 60s, about prayer. I'm telling you, here it is many, many, many years later, and God is still stirring us and calling us to prayer. Daniel said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication and fasting. The prophet cried out, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's time that we mount up with wings as eagles. But it will not happen if we don't pray. We've got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. We got to pray. And we need to sincerely ask God, God, let the spirit of this word of God get in my heart tonight. Let's pray it again right now. We want it in our heart. We want it in our heart. Itakatabahashaya. Itakatabahasaya. The Bible said, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. When Zion travailed, I'm telling you, when we travail, the answer is going to come. The Spirit cried out through the writers of the New Testament epistles for the church to pray. The Bible said, the Apostle Paul said, continuing instant in prayer. He said, pray without ceasing. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. There's the secret, in the Spirit. I hope this ain't just a sermon. Oh God, stir me. Oh God, get a hold of it. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, a righteous lady, a righteous young people availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Bible said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. There's not enough Holy Ghost praying. I'm not here tonight to say Pentecost is backslid. I'm not here tonight to say there's nobody praying. There is praying people in Pentecost. And those that are praying, God wants to stir us up anew and afresh. And those that's not praying, God wants to stir you up. Don't let it take a tragedy. Don't let it take a tragedy. Let's pray while the sun is shining. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm going to be truthful with you. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, turn unto the Lord and take with you words. And sometimes I go to God in prayer and I take with me words, and I know what I'm saying and I know what I'm thinking. But there's times I go to God and I say, God, here it is. And I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say. I don't know what words to bring you today, God. But I feel this in my heart. I feel this in my spirit. And I know what the need is, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So you just got to get in the Spirit with moaning and groaning and tongue talking and intercessory prayer. And the Spirit will come through. The Spirit knows. But we need to make ourselves available to the Spirit. Make ourselves available to the Spirit. Jesus set an example for us in prayer. Bible said as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Not how to pray, but teach us to pray. That's what we need, saints. That's what we need, preachers. I'm telling you what, every preacher ought to be a praying preacher. And sometimes preachers, they say, now, preachers can be touchy. Preachers can say, don't put me on the spot. I'm telling you what, my days are numbered. I'm walking into the sunset of my life. I got to do what I got to do while I still got my thinking and got time and a year or two left. I'm turning into an old man. I want the best thing that I can do is to stir up preachers. Stir up preachers. I don't think I'm better. I tell you, I'm the lowest of the lowest. I need God. That's why I'm preaching like this. I need God. Preachers, we better pray. We better get a hold of God. You better quit thinking about it and talking about it. We better get to doing it. We better lay hold on God. We better lay hold on God. Come on, saints, let's pray. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. Everybody praying. Everybody seeking God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said in in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed in a solitary place to play. No, to pray, to pray, to pray. Bible said he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer. Jesus exhorted us to pray. He said, watch and pray, watch and pray. He said, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. I'm telling you, from these examples, we understand and know that the Spirit is bidding us to pray, to pray, to pray. Prayer changes circumstances. Prayer changes people. Prayer opens doors. Prayer pulls down strongholds. Prayer builds churches. Prayer brings revival. Prayer, prayer, Holy Ghost praying. Prayer causes a spirit of evangelism and revival to come into a local assembly. Prayer reaches the unreached. Prayer purchases property. Prayer builds buildings. Prayer works miracles. Prayer brings money in to meet financial needs. By prayer and only by prayer can we meet the challenge of this hour. Oh, let's stand to our feet, lift our hands, and worship God. Oh, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Ha 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 ha. Oh God, I pray, I pray, I pray. I pray, God, let the Spirit of God get a hold of us. I pray, God, let the Spirit of prayer get a hold of us. Come on, pray, 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 pray. Right there, raise your hands and pray. Get a hold of God. Pray, pray. Come on, men, pray. Come on, preachers, pray. Come on, women, pray. Come on, teenagers, pray. Come on, pastors, pray. Come on, evangelists, pray. Pray, 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 pray. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. I need thee. Find a place to pray.